弟兄姊妹朋友早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们来读一段非常有名的故事。
This morning, we want to read a very famous story in the Bible.
因为这个故事是主耶稣自己讲的。
And this is the story set by Jesus himself.
我们读路加福音第十五章
Luke chapter 15
我们从十一节念到二十四节
Verses 11 to 24
我们同声一起来读
Let's read it together
耶稣又说一个人有两个儿子小儿子对父亲说父亲请你把我应得的家业分给我我父亲就将产业给他过了不多几日小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来在那里任意放荡浪费资产既耗尽了一切所有的又遇见那地方大遭饥荒就重组起来于是去投靠那地方的一个人那人打发他到田里去放猪
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚子充饥也没有人给他
他醒悟过来我在这里到死吗我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子把我当作一个雇工吧于是起来往他父亲那里去相比还远他父亲看见就动摇慈心跑去抱着他的颈项远远与他亲嘴儿子说父亲我得罪了天也得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子父亲却吩咐仆人说把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿把戒指戴在他指头上把鞋穿在他脚上把那肥牛肚牵来宰了我们可以吃喝快乐因为我这个儿子是失而复活失而又得的他们就快乐起来你们有没有回家
Are you home now?
你有没有在家的感觉
Do you feel that you are at home?
今天有很多人有家
A lot of people may have home
但是不想回家
But they don't want to go home
因为 在他的家里没有得到真正的安息
Because he will find no rest in his own home
到底你的家是什么
So what is your home?
是不是一个房子
It's just a building
能够叫我们真正得到安息的
A place that can really give us rest
乃是有爱的地方
It's a place that's filled with love
乃是你可以把你一切的重担卸下的地方
It's a place where you can let down all of your burdens
你可以得到最大享受的地方
A place you can receive the greatest enjoyment
有一个男士
There was this gentleman
他不想回家
He didn't want to go home
他有很好的家
He had this nice house
有太太也有孩子
And he has this wife and children
但是他不想回家
However, he does not want to go home
只要有任何一个理由可以不回家他就不回家
He'll find any possible excuse so that he doesn't have to return home
有时候他就到图书馆去
Sometimes he will go to the library
有时候就到公园随便自己在那里
Sometimes he just stroll on the street or in the park.
一直到他必须回家的时候他才回家。
And he won't go home until he finally had to.
因为他觉得说他的家没有真正能够叫他安息的地方。
Because he cannot find a resting place in his own house.
有一天有一个这个开餐馆的一个太太。
One day this restaurant owner, a woman,
他就把他那个那一天的这个这个餐馆的工作整个都放下
She set aside one day worth of work entirely
他就带着两个伙计跟他一起找教会。
And he brought, she brought two workers of her restaurant. They were looking for a church.
最后就找到我们的教会。
And they found our church.
那个时候只有我一个人在教会里面。
When they came by, I was the only one in the church building.
哇，他说我这几天一直在找教会。
And she told me, no, I've been looking for a church these days.
他说很奇怪。
But strangely,
我们住在那个 Washington Boulevard 上面。
And 他们住在你的 church。
我们的教会是在。
Our church is located on Washington Boulevard。
他说他走过好多遍。
She said I've been going back and forth on the street many times。
就是没有看见。
But I never saw your place。
他说很奇怪，不知道为什么。
She said I didn't know why I never saw you guys。
到有一天他找到了。
But until one day I find you。
我说你们来做什么？
I said, what is the purpose of you looking for us?
Oh, 他说我们是从国内出来的。
She said, we came from China.
他们在一个地方要开一个餐馆。
And we're here to open a restaurant.
他本来在那个在深圳，他是一个这个餐馆开的非常大的一个老板。
She came from a place in China called Shenzhen, and she used to own a lot of wonderful restaurants there.
这个他就被政府中国的政府派出来，要在这开一个餐馆。
And therefore, government in China sent her out overseas to open restaurants in this country.
他说很奇怪。
She said, strangely speaking.
他过去那个聪明，那个智慧。
All my wisdom and experiences.
他怎么去管理那个餐馆，管得非常好。
And I was able to manage well my restaurants.
但是到美国，他说这些行不通啊。
But once I came to this land, all those skills don't work.
他怎么努力，就是没有办法开展起来。
No matter how hard I try, we just cannot have great business.
他说他非常的痛苦。
Therefore, she suffered much.
他很想回家，又不能回家。
She wanted to return home, but she couldn't.
这个从这个他听过一个人说。
And then she heard someone else told her.
他说如果你很痛苦的时候。
When you are in suffering or pain.
他说你就到教会去。
Make sure you go find a church.
他说你就到教会，你一定会得到平安。
Because that's the place you'll find peace.
他那个时候根本不相信这些话。
When she heard the comment the first time, she did not believe it.
当在最痛苦的时候。
But because she was in such a pain and trouble.
哦，他说他要去找教会。
She started thinking that I should look for a church.
感谢主，他找到了教会。
And we thank the Lord for she found a church.
我就跟他谈。
So we had a fellowship.
谈以后呢。
And afterwards.
我说你愿不愿意相信？
I said, do you want to believe in Jesus?
他说那天他就是他说他要相信。
That day she said yes, I want to believe in him.
那个时候我带他祷告的时候。
So when I led her into prayer.
真的。圣灵在那做奇妙的事。
I testify the great work done by the Holy Spirit on her that day.
她哭得一塌糊涂。
She was crying so hard.
我也陪她一哭得一塌糊涂。
And I cried with her as well.
因为我真的是摸到耶稣基督的爱。
Because I truly sense the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神这么爱世界上的人。
I truly feel how God loved the world.
当有人真的要寻找主耶稣的时候。
Therefore, when someone is determined to find him.
就像我们刚刚诗歌说。伸张他的膀臂。
Just like the hymn we sang earlier, God opened wide his arms and welcomed us home.
今天早晨。
This morning,
不管你在什么地方。
I don't know where you are right now.
当然你说我今天在这里。
You may say, yes, physically, I'm here.
可能你的心根本不在这里。
But maybe your heart is far away.
可能你的心在想着很大的问题。
And maybe your mind is on a lot of troubles you have.
可能你想到你家庭的问题。
Maybe your mind is on the family problem.
可能你想到你的事业的问题。
Or your career trouble.
你没有得到安息。
You have no peace right now.
但是今天。
But right now, today.
今天回家。
Today is the day you return home.
回到家真好。
It is so nice to be home.
许多的弟兄姊妹可以做这样一个。
And many Christians around you can testify to that.
真正的家不是外面这些建筑物。
And the real home is not just a physical building.
真正的家乃是在耶稣基督的里面。
A real home can be only found in Christ Jesus.
乃是在父神的家中。
In the house of our Heavenly Father.
只有在父神的家中你才得到最真实的平安。
We cannot find true peace unless we are in the house of Heavenly Father.
我们今天要读一段圣经。
And this morning we read a passage.
这一段圣经是耶稣基督亲自讲的。
And was said personally by Jesus himself.
有人说这是最有名的短篇故事。
And that's why people refer to this passage as the most famous short story.
从这篇故事的里面。
From this story. We can come to know what kind of God we have. And how He has loved us. How He is a God full of mercy and grace. And in this very story, we also can come to realize what is man. And see the pitiful condition of mankind. We thank and praise the Lord. And here we can see this loving and kind God. A son who is lost and suffers so much, these two characters encountered. And this is also your story. This has been a story of many million saints. If you are willing to return to God today,
你说,
you can just tell him, Lord, I am coming home today. And then you can be home today. And you can really enjoy his peace. You can really have His joy. And you can enjoy this wonderful, marvelous salvation God has prepared for you. And I gave the title of my sermon this morning, Three Stages of Sonship. Is there anything wrong with my topic?
有没有？有。 身份的份，还有没有？
不。
应该是哪一个不？
Step.
Step. 就是步伐的步, 哈。
There was a little typo on the topic in Chinese.
这个不是特别的错字, 哈。
It's not a very unusual mistake.
是故意这样写的。
And I purposely put the word there like that.
是一步一步, 好像一步曲子。
It's just like stages of music.
不是stage.
Three parts?
Yes.
Like three parts of the music.
在这里就说到三部曲。
Here, there are three parts of this music. The first part talks about this son. He was surely the son of his father.
是何等的尊贵, 何等的荣耀,
he is such an honorable and glorious position. And because he had this rich father, and he was born with a silver spoon. And he has so many hired men under him.
但是呢,
but because he did not like his house, so he decided to leave. And what was the consequence of his leaving?
这么高,
it's like he fell from the highest and an honorable position down to somewhere really low and miserable.
在这有没有人学音乐?
Anybody who majors in music here?
你会不会作曲?
Can you compose?
哎,
I wish I can.
能够把这一个从这么荣耀然后变成这么悲惨的一个情形。
So I can put musical notes in a way to describe how a great fall that was.
这个第二部曲子是什么?
And so what is the second part of this music?
可以说是从儿子的身份变成奴仆的身份。
And that is fallen from the position of the son to the position of a slave.
可以说他的一生最悲惨的日子。
And that's probably the most miserable part of his life.
可能是最低层, 可能是最痛苦的一段时间。
The lowest and the most painful time in his life.
如果你能够写曲子, 能够把这个表现出来。
If you are able to compose, maybe you can describe with music like that.
然后第三部曲子是什么?
And then what is the last part of the music?
从这么低, 然后渐渐恢复成为最高的。
It's like he was elevated back to the original glorious position.
这就是基督徒一生所能够描述神的大爱。
And that's pretty much how we can describe about the love of God as a Christian.
所以第一部曲子叫做失掉儿子身份的儿子。
And therefore the first part of music is called The Son Who Has Lost His Position as a Son.
在这里说到父亲。
And it talks about Father here.
父亲特别说到一切的源头。
And Father is the source of all.
有父亲，有儿子一定有父亲。
If there's a son, there got to be a father somewhere.
神看所有的世人都是他的儿子。
And when God looks down, every man in the world is his son.
如果你读这个圣经的家谱的时候。
And if you read the genealogy in the Bible.
他就一直追溯到亚当。
Because you can trace the history of man all the way back to the person Adam.
然后圣经特别说到亚当是谁的儿子。
And Bible states that Adam is the son of who?
神的儿子。
He's the son of God.
我们所有的人都是从亚当出来。
And all men came out of Adam.
所以我们亚当是神的儿子。
Therefore, if Adam is the son of God,
我们每一个人都是神的儿子。
Then we are all sons of God.
这个才是我们真正的身份。
And that is our true position.
因为我们是神所创造。
Because we were created by God.
讲到这个儿子。
And when we talk about son,
在神的眼中。
In the eyes of God,
没有浪子。
There's no prodigal son.
你在这段圣经有没有读到浪子？
Did you see that word anywhere in this passage?
当我们那个标题叫做浪子的比喻。
Even though in the Bible they gave a little subtitle says the parable of the prodigal son.
这个是后来的人加进来的。
That was added by people in the later time.
但是在圣经的里面，在神的心目中，我们永远是他的儿子。
But according to the original content of the Bible, in the heart of God, we are all his sons.
我们只是失掉儿子身份的儿子。
We are just a group of sons who have lost the sonship.
所以你要知道我们的地位实在是何等的珍贵。
Therefore, we have to know originally we have such an honorable and glorious position.
我们永远是神的儿子。
We will always be the sons of God.
但是我们有时候会，我们在这我们看见这个堕落的情形。
But we know we have fallen out of that position.
我们离开了神。
We left God.
离开到一个地步不认识我们创造的主。
And we have departed so far to a point that we don't even recognize or acknowledge our Father who created us.
我们来看这个儿子他的情形是怎么样。
And let's take a look at the condition of the son.
这个小儿子对他的父亲说。
And the younger son one day said to his father,
他说父亲把我应得的产业给我。
He said, Father, give me my share of the estate.
你读这一段读这句话你会觉得什么？
What do you feel when you read this statement?
我觉得这个儿子实在是以自我为中心。
And you will feel that he was surely very self-centered.
自私自利。
He was very selfish.
只为着我自己的满足而活着。
He lived for the sole purpose of satisfying himself.
所以他所有的人都必须要围绕着他。
And therefore he was the center of his world.
今天在中国大陆只能有一个孩子。
And nowadays we know many families in China were only allowed to have one child.
哇，不管是这个爷爷奶奶、什么叔叔伯伯，全部都要为着这个小孩子而围绕着。
And therefore a common phenomenon is like three generations, and you have grandparents and parents that all focus on the care of this grandson.
只有一个孩子。
Because you were only allowed to have one child.
所有人都必须要围绕着他。
Therefore, the child becomes naturally the center.
所以他们就说到，现在的孩子实在是难管。
That's why many people comment about how hard to discipline the younger generation nowadays.
因为从小就唯我独尊。
Because they have been raised up in a way to be the center of all things.
不会跟人家相处。
And to a point, they don't know how to interact with people.
因为他们没有兄弟姐妹可以彼此相处。
For they are without siblings, they can't learn.
只有他自己做王。
And they are always the king or the queen of the home.
这个小孩子也是这样。
And the same way with the younger son here.
他所想到的就是他的自己的需要。
All he could think of was his own needs.
他和父亲的关系建立在什么地方？
And what was the foundation of the relationship with his father?
产业。
It's the estate.
钱财。
The wealth.
多少孩子因为父亲不给他钱。
A lot of children, because their parents do not give them money,
就离家出走。
They would choose to leave the home.
我知道在有一个村子里面。
And there was this village.
在那个是三四十年前。
It's about four decades ago.
那个时候要读 读大学不是那么容易、啊。
And it wasn't easy for a child to go to college at that time.
所以那个村子里面根本没有一个大学生。
And there was actually no college student in the entire village.
能够读完初中都已经很不错了。
And you are considered well educated if you graduate from junior high.
就有一个非常出色的。
And yet there was this young man, very outstanding.
这个在整个村子里面只有他一个读大学。
And he was able to go to college in the entire village being the only one.
政治系的一个。
And he majored in political science in Chengji University.
他现在当立法委员。
Now he's in politics.
那个时候呢，这个他的父母亲，他的家人都以他为荣。
And his entire family were so proud of him.
啊，每一次一提到他这个儿子。脸就发光了。
And their face would naturally glow whenever they mentioned this son of theirs.
但是在那个发光的背后啊。
Yet behind the glow of their parents,
his parents, 又有一段非常心酸的感觉。
And there was this deep down grief in their hearts. Why?
因为他后来他的父亲就讲一件事。
Because his father said this.
那个时候没有像我们现在这个电话那么方便。
At the time, they did not have phone call like we have today.
有没有什么 email, 有没有 cell phone 的。
No cell phone, neither was any computer to say email.
那个时候这个传递信息只有借着信。
So the only way to communicate was through mails.
这个他的父母亲最怕接到他的信。
But his father was so afraid to receive any letter from the son.
因为每一次接到他的信只有一句话。
Because every time there would be no other thing in the letter.
他说父亲。
But...Father,
儿子现金急需三千块。
I need urgently so much money.
速寄。
Mail fast.
儿上就是这样。他说每一次的信都是这样子。
He said every letter was just like that.
所以他跟父亲之间的关系就是在那个三千块。
So you could tell the relationship between he and his father was on money.
到底我们今天跟主之间的关系是什么关系？
So, how's our relationship with our Lord?
多少神的儿女？
Many children of God.
真的是把主耶稣当作一个摇钱树。
Well, we treat God as our bank.
这是以自我为中心。
We are so self-centered sometimes.
我记得有一个他要好像他到不知道是欧洲还是挪威那个地方。
And I remember one time a person visiting some part of Europe.
他是一个基督徒。
He was a Christian.
这个他就买了一个貂皮大衣。
So he bought this fur coat.
他要过海关的时候
，And when he tried to pass the custom,
拼命祷告
he prayed earnestly.
哦，他说主耶稣啊
，Oh Lord Jesus,
你一定要带我过关的
，Help me to pass the custom without trouble.
因为我不知道这个美国现在是不是这样子，就是这个他们保护动物
，Because those animal protection people they will protest anybody to buy fur coats.
所以这些这个动物的皮的衣服，他们都不可以带进来。
So the fur coat made of real animal skin cannot be brought into this country.
啊，可以说他所有做基督徒的祷告，这次是最真实。
And you could say that he prayed with all his heart, in this.
他说：“主耶稣，你一定要带我过关。”
Said Lord, help me to pass this custom check.
如果你这次带我过关，一定好好爱你。
And if you help me with this trouble, I swear I love you.
真是恐惧战惊。
And with a trembling heart.
这个没想到。
And to his surprise.
这个海关一眼就看见了。
The officer at the customs saw that coat right away.
就把那个大衣收走了。
So they took away the coat from him.
他就非常的气愤了。
So he was very upset.
他说主耶稣你不是说你们求就给你们吗？
Said Lord Jesus, didn't you say those who ask shall be given?
我献上这么认真这么真诚的一个祷告你为什么不听
And I offer up such a sincere and earnest prayer. How come you did not listen?
他说主耶稣我不要聚会了
So Jesus, you know what? I'm not going to church anymore.
因为你不听我的祷告
Because you did not listen to my prayer.
很多人信耶稣就是这样
And that is the condition of many Christians.
只有主耶稣给你祝福的时候你感谢赞美主
We will thank and praise the Lord only when he answers our prayer when he blesses us.
主耶稣如果迟延或不听你的祷告马上就变脸了
And if Jesus does not grant your wish, we may just change.
所以这个儿子他跟父亲的关系这产业
And therefore the the relationship between the son and the father was
unmended.
His heart was not on his father at all. And the father hasn't died, he's asking for his share of the
state.
And people can fight just for the sake of money. And I knew this friend. And his father was high up in the government, was a national representative. And he was rich. But after the father passed away, and all the siblings fought and sued each other. They will ask for their own right for a certain thing of their father. Even after 2 years of father's death, the lawsuit did not stop yet. And you don't see any sibling love in that relationship. And this son, when he got his share of the estate, and he opened wide his eyes.
所以圣经说过不多几日,
and that's why the Bible says not long after that. So he packed up everything he had.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters, for a self-centered person, is usually someone who's most selfish. He didn't care how his father felt, nor the feeling of his older brother. Once he got his share of a state, he pursued his own personal freedom. And what was the first sin of the entire mankind according to the Bible?
可能有的人说, 因为夏娃吃了那个苹果,
maybe you would say, oh, because Eve ate the forbidden fruit.
不一定是苹果啊,
may not be apple, but that fruit that she was not supposed to eat.
人第一次的罪, 你弟兄说是, 独立, 向上独立,
and Brother Watchman made this famous statement, says the first sin of man was they try to become independent of God. He doesn't want to be under the control of God anymore. He doesn't want any rule given by God. He doesn't want to rely on God. He wants to live independently.
这个美国这个成人的年龄是什么时候开始?
And what is the legal age for adults in this country?
很多人就盼望那个年龄快快到,
and a lot of young people just can't wait for that time to come.
因为18岁,
the age of 18,
他就可以离开他父母亲的这个掌管,
once the man is 18, he can depart from his parents' house. He can choose to live independently.
但是今天人所追求的自由是什么样的?
But what kind of independence or freedom we are pursuing?
是不在真理的里面的自由。
It's a freedom that's outside of the boundary of truth. And God desires to give us truth and freedom. Because God said, you will come to know truth and the truth will set you free. Therefore, it is in God's intent that we want to be set free. But the kind of freedom mankind are pursuing is that a freedom according to ourselves. A self-centered freedom. And that is a very dangerous kind of freedom. We all pretty much have driven to this place. And it took me a long commute on freeway to here. And I was thinking, if I'm a self-centered person, I can choose to drive at a speed over 100 miles. That's my freedom. I can switch lanes in the shape of S if I want to. Do you think that's true freedom? Well, I guess it is true freedom, but also a very dangerous freedom. While I was driving, suddenly another car
在我 从我旁边过去
flew by my side。
Oh, 我说这个人怎么开这么快
？And I was like, wow, that was truly fast.
这个没有多久。
And didn't take long after that.
这有一个警车就开始追他。
You saw a police car chase after him.
我说感谢主。
So I said, oh, thank God.
开得很70迈。
So I make sure I don't exceed 70 miles an hour.
如果每一个人都不照着这个规则
，If nobody follows the speeding rule，
你想整个。这个 highway 会发生什么情况
？Imagine the condition on the freeway.
所以真正的自由是在铁轨上的自由。
So the true freedom is the kind of freedom to stay on track.
乃是在真理里面的自由。
The freedom that's in the confinement of the truth.
不是我行我素，我要什么就要什么的自由。
Not the freedom according to our own wish.
但是这个儿子他所要的就是说，他不要他的父亲来管。
However, this second son doesn't want the control of his own father.
他要怎么用钱，他就怎么用钱。
He choose to spend the money as he desires.
我不知道他承受的产业有多少。
I have no idea how big was his share.
我也不知道他这段时间有多长。
And neither do I know how long he was out there spending the money.
圣经说到他在那里任意放荡。
But we knew, the Bible told us, there he squandered his wealth in wild living.
浪费一切的资产。
And he spent all he had.
本来有很多的朋友。
And he used to have a lot of friends.
这最后没有朋友。
Finally, all friends were gone.
人家根本不太尊重他了。
Neither did he retain any respect from his friends.
在这样一个情形当中。
And in that situation,
他就落在穷苦的地方。
He became very poor.
穷苦到一个地步没有东西吃。
And he was so poor to the point that he didn't even have any food to eat.
他被迫成为奴隶。
And he was forced to become a hired man.
他本来是这么荣耀一个儿子的身份。
Originally, he was this glorious son in a rich house.
因为他一无所有了。
And because now he owned nothing.
他成为奴仆。
He became a slave.
哦、oh, ，在这里，你想想看。
Think about it.
他无家可归。
He was homeless.
而且那个时候又大遭饥荒。
And there, at that time, there was a great famine.
所以常常这个祸不单行。
So we Chinese like to say, troubles do not come alone.
你已经有很多的问题，这个问题又增加很多。
It's like I have enough troubles already, but they just keep on coming.
他本来已经很穷了。
He was poor already.
然后这个天灾又人祸又产生。
But then there was a severe famine came along.
他穷苦起来。
He was so poor.
他有聪明智慧，但是没有地方用。
He was smart, but there was no place for him to apply those.
特别是经济萧条的时候。
Especially in the economic depression.
哇，多少很有这个博士学位的人找不到工作。
It's very common people that have PhD degree cannot even find a job.
很有技术，但是没有地方可以让他去发挥。
People may have skills, but they cannot find a proper position.
到一个地步连吃的东西都没有。
So to a point that he couldn't even have food with which to eat.
哇，真是难得。
So it was very hard.
这个找到一个工作。
Finally, he found this job.
确实去放猪。
And which is to shepherd, feed pigs.
你想想看，如果是你肚子非常的饿。
Imagine one day you're so hungry.
你没有东西吃。
And you don't have any food.
你饿得要命。
You are so hungry.
你看见那个猪吃得这么高兴。
And you see those pigs are having such a great time eating.
他说他恨不得把那个猪的那个豆角吃掉。
So it says that he wanted to eat the pot eaten by the pig.
哇，他眼睁睁看着那个猪吃得这么高兴。
He watched the pigs enjoy their food.
他却是一无所有。
However, he could not even have that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
到底为什么这个儿子会落到这样一个情形？
Why did the son fall to this condition?
很多人就怪神。
A lot of times our reaction is to complain against God.
很多地上有灾难的时候
，And many times when there's disasters on earth，
他平常不会怪神。
People usually don't blame God for other things。
每一次有问题的时候就怪神。
But when there's disaster or troubles on earth， people start to blame God for it。
神不是慈爱的神吗
？So isn't God loving and kind？
为什么叫那些这个非洲很多小孩子无辜的小孩子饿死了
？Why were there so many innocent children died of starvation in Africa？
难道神不顾他们吗？
Doesn't God care?
到底是神不顾还是人自己 犯的罪。
Think about it. It's because men sin and did not take care of them, or because God didn't care. And there are so many wars in this world.
这个杀来杀去。
And people fought and killed each other.
多少无辜的生命都死了。
Many innocent lives were taken in
the process. 难道这是神要他们去作战的吗？
And you think it's God's purpose or God let this happen?
世人在那拣选离开神的道路。
It's all because men have chosen to depart from God.
他离开神的心意，活在他自以自我为中心的生活。
Men choose to depart from the heart of God and to live according to their own desire.
所以今天人的苦难。
Therefore, many times our suffering.
不是神给人的。
It's not given by God.
因为神是不是讲灾祸的意念。
Because God does not want to send disaster or calamity on us.
神是要人享受他的祝福。
God wants us to enjoy his blessings.
但是人不愿意听神的话。
But the problem is we don't want to listen and obey.
地上民攻打民，国攻打。
And therefore people fight against people and nation attack nation.
我想今天大家都关心这个中东所发生的情况。
And I believe we are concerned at what happened in the Middle East these days.
这个现在他们这个征战的主要原因是什么？
And what was the reason they started the war?
为了两个以色列的士兵被捉去。
Two soldiers of Israel were kidnapped by the other country.
这个战争就开始了。
That's what started the whole conflict. And the more and more lives were taken after that.
许多那个人的智慧所发明的这些武器弹药全部都出来了。
And then you see all these weapons developed through men's wisdom.
如果这个核武一出现的时候。
And if the nuclear weapon appeared.
不需要神毁灭这个地上。
And doesn't take God's power to destroy ourselves.
是人自己可以毁灭自己。
Men can easily destroy themselves.
而且现在这个以色列跟那个黎巴嫩巴勒斯坦根本软一点都不愿意。
And there's no room to compromise between the party of Israel and Lebanon as well as Palestine.
所以有人说三十八章以西结。
That's why people say that's been prophesied in the 38th chapter in the book Ezekiel in the Bible.
北方的军队就是苏联。
So their army from the north, which refers to Russia.
秦国从中国。
And then this country called China.
如果这两个国家开始动的时候，
When these two countries got involved,
真的哈米基多都要来了。
Then we know the end is approaching.
所以主耶稣真的是快要到了。
So Jesus is coming back soon.
我们要快快的信耶稣。
Therefore, believe in the Lord before it's too late.
所以这个儿子他落到今天这个光景。
And now that younger son has fallen into such a miserable condition.
是他自己所拣选的。
He has chosen to come into
the position. 许多的疾病都是因着人的犯罪。
Many times we suffer disasters or sicknesses. It's all because of our own fault.
但是神爱世人。
But because God loves the world.
虽然人在苦难的当中。
And even though we may be in suffering.
神的恩典没有减少。
But God's grace does not decrease.
神能够化一切的咒诅为祝福。
God can turn all the curses into blessings.
多少刚硬的人。
And many hard-hearted people.
在艰难当中他想到神。
In the most difficult time, they will think of God.
在疾病痛苦的当中想到神。
And in their sickness and sufferings, they will suddenly remember God.
这就是神的爱。
And that is the love of God.
平常我们根本不会想到神。
If everything goes well, we don't even think about God.
但是当我们在最软弱、最痛苦的时候。
But in our weakest point,
我们想到神。
We will think of Him.
这一个就把我们带到第三部曲。
And that will bring us to the third part of the music.
这个儿子他一无所有。
And now the son had fallen into a condition that he had nothing.
他说难道我要在这里死吗？
He said, should I die here?
他就开始想到他的父亲。
And he suddenly came to his senses and thought about his father.
哦，他说，他醒悟过来说。
So he came to his senses and he said,
我父亲有多少的故宫啊？
How many of my father's hired men?
有口粮有余啊
！Has food to spare？
难道我就在这里死吗
？And here I am, starving to death.
所以他开始对他自己讲道。
So he started preaching to himself.
所以我们要常常对自己讲道。
Therefore, it's good that we preach to ourselves sometimes.
我讲一个故事。
I tell you a story.
有一次，有一对两个年轻人。
There were two young men.
他们 这个两个朋友他们出去旅行。
And they went on a tour together, a trip together.
这个旅行他们钱用光了。
And half of the trip, they used up all their money.
他们就想说怎么办？
So they tried to figure out a way.
他们也不想偷。
They didn't want to steal.
但是也找不到工作。
But they couldn't find a job.
这个其中一个儿子呢，他们都是上教会的。
And one of the young men, they both usually go to church. One of the young men.
但是呢，他们却不是真正信耶稣。
Even though they go to church often, but they are not true Christians. They are not true believers of Jesus.
其中一个是牧师的儿子。
And one of them even is the son of a pastor.
所以呢，他从小就听他父亲讲道。
So he was used to listening to his father's sermon all the time.
所以特别是他父亲讲那个传福音的故事他听得已经不知道多少遍了。
And he heard so many times the story of gospel.
所以他就想他也可以用这一招、啊。
So he figured, maybe I can do the same thing.
他就跟他的朋友他的朋友是学音乐的。
And so he said to his friend who was a musician.
他说我们一同配搭。
So let's partner together.
我们去开一个福音聚会。
Let's start this gospel meeting.
这个有奉献我们就有钱。
So that, you know, maybe at the end of the meeting, people will offer money, then we will have money.
后来他们就找一个教会。
So they found this church.
那个教会牧师他就跟他谈说，哎，我们能不能举行一个福音聚会
？And as the pastor of that church says, can we come here to have a gospel meeting?
他就说我是牧师的儿子。
Because I'm a son of a pastor too.
我会讲道。
I can speak.
这个牧师也搞不清楚。
And the pastor didn't know much about these two young men.
就让他们去传福音。
But he gave them the chance to preach the gospel there.
就真的给他们一个机会在那传福音。
So they had a chance to preach the gospel right there.
到最后的时候。
And at the end of the meeting, towards the end of the meeting,
他所讲的都是他回忆他父亲怎么说的。
And he started saying everything that he remembered from his father's sermon.
他讲完之后，他就想到他的父亲呼召。
And so at the end, he remembered his father usually extend an altar call.
他说愿意相信的都到台前来。
He said those who want to believe in Jesus come forward.
真的就有人开始到前台前。
And there are people coming forward.
那个时候他听见他在里面有一个声音。
And right at the moment, he heard a voice whispering within.
他说你也到台前。
So you have to come forward too.
他说我没有面子。
So that would be so embarrassing.
我是传福音，我还要到台前。
I'm here to preach, and I should come forward as a sinner too.
感动越来越厉害。
But the urge within his heart was so strong and getting stronger.
这个他就从台上就到台前。
So he stepped down from the podium, and he came to the front end of the podium.
他那一天悔改，接受耶稣基督。
And that day, he really repented and accepted Jesus Christ.
然后他就在那里报告弟兄姊妹。
And then he made an announcement afterwards.
他就把他的故事讲一遍。
To tell the congregation and share with them what happened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督的道。
And the word of Jesus Christ.
永远是有能力的。
It's always filled with power.
不是你会讲你就得救。
And you are not saved because you are able to speak.
如果你不谦卑来到主的面前，你还是不能够得救。
We cannot be saved unless we humble ourselves, come to Jesus.
所以这一个人，他一面讲一面圣灵对他自己讲道。
So this young man, while he was preaching, and the Holy Spirit was working in his heart, so he was listening to his own preaching.
所以这个小儿子他也对自己讲道了。
And here you see this younger son started preaching to himself.
他说我。你等于就是说，你父亲有这么多的雇工，你口粮这么多，你要在这饿死吗？
He said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death."
他说你要起来啊。
Therefore, I will set out.
你要回到你父亲那里去。
And go back to my father.
他又想一想，如果回到父亲那里去。
He said, "If I go back to my father."
一定有两个结果。
Well, there are two possibilities.
一个结果呢，他父亲会接纳他。
One is my father will accept me.
另外一个结果呢，他的父亲弃绝他。
The other one is he will kick me out of the house.
他就在那里想。
So he was thinking.
如果我回去被弃绝。
So if my father rejects me.
最多就是像我今天这样一个情形。
I won't be in a worse condition than where I am today.
万一我父亲接纳我怎么办？
But if my father accepts me.
那不是更好吗？
Isn't I'm going to go to a better place than now?
所以呢，他就做了一个决定。
So he made a decision.
他说我要回家。
I will go home today.
And he
started planning about how I should see my father. I need to repent and confess my mistakes.
所以他就说, 父亲, 我得罪了爹,
he decided to say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
他说,
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your hired men.
啊,他当他心一决定之后,
so when he made up his mind,
一面走一面在那里背诵他们认罪诗,
on his way back, he was reciting and trying to memorize what he's supposed to say when he sees his father.
他想要用他的感情,
he tried to touch or move his father's heart with his affection.
当他最后说,如你要起来,回到你父家的时候,
so when he got up and went back to his father's house, he was on his way home.
我不知道那个时候他有没有像我们这么漂亮的西装穿了,
and I don't know if he had nice suit like we have today. Maybe he had this long hairs. I believe a lot of old friends don't recognize him anymore. And he probably smelled bad as well. And he must be very slim as well. Because he had no soup for quite a while. He probably was strengthless and very weak. But he decided to go home, he would go home. And that's the kind of decision you and I have to make. If we are willing to accept Jesus Christ, and that is the beginning of us being blessed. So when this younger son returned home, and I don't know, did he dare to lift up his head? He walked slowly. And suddenly this old man ran toward him and embraced him and kissed him left and right. And what he was hoping for was the father would accept him as a hired man. But when he came to his father,
他在那里说, 父亲我得罪了天,
he said, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. And this is something a father doesn't like to hear.
So
I'm not worthy to be called your son. And the father interrupted his words. He did not want the son to continue to say something he shouldn't be saying. Because in the heart of father, he's always his son. So immediately he gave the order to the other slaves, come bring the best robe and put the ring on his finger and put the sandals on his feet. And these are the portion that belongs to a son. Usually a servant would not have sandals, neither the best robe, not to mention the ring. The ring speaks of the sonship. So you see the heart of the father here. Even we may not want to be a son, but God does not allow that to happen. You are a son that, a prodigal son.
在父亲的眼中,
but in the eyes of father, you are always my son. And that's the love of God. Doesn't matter what kind of condition you may be in today. In the eyes of our Father in heaven, we are always his sons.
所以下面说,
so the father interrupted him by continuing saying, let me be your hired man.
哇，这个父亲何等高兴。
And this father was so happy.
因为他实在看见他的儿子。
Because he saw his son returning.
可能所有的人不认得这个就是他的儿子。
Because other people may not recognize that was his son.
但是这个儿子有他父亲的形象。
But this child has the image and likeness of his father.
他的父亲认得他。
So father recognized him right away.
今天我们也是一样。
In the same manner to us.
今天不管多少人离开神到一个地步不认识神。
It doesn't matter how far a person may have sinned and fell far away from God and not even know God.
甚至连耶稣的名字都没有听过。
And or someone who never heard of the name of Jesus.
已经被仇敌蹂躏到一个地步。
As being tortured by our enemy.
相信我们是猴子的孙子。
And we, some people even believe that we are the offsprings of monkeys.
可能我们可以不认识神。
Yes, we cannot, can be in a condition that we don't even know God.
但是神永远不会不认得我们。
But God will always recognize us.
所以他没有让这个儿子做什么认罪悔改的事。
Therefore, he did not allow the son to continue in his repentance.
只要我们回来。
As long as we come home.
父亲就接纳我们。
The father will gladly accept us.
这是百分之百的保证。
And that is 100% guarantee.
我们今天不是也因着我们的诚恳的认罪让主耶稣接纳我们。
Jesus Christ does not accept us because of our sincere confession prayer.
甚至我们还没有认罪，主耶稣已经赦免我们的罪。
Even before we confess our sin, Jesus has forgiven our sin.
所以主耶稣在十字架上说什么？
So that's why he said that on the cross.
他说父啊，赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
For they do not know what they are doing.
主耶稣没有等他们去认罪，才赦罪。
And Jesus did not forgive those people because they confessed their sin.
甚至他们还没有认罪，主耶稣都已经赦免。
Even before they confessed, Jesus has already forgiven them.
这就是我们所相信的主。
And this is the kind of Lord Jesus Christ we believe.
这就是我们所传的这位父神。
And this is the kind of Father we are telling you.
他把上好的袍子给我们。
He has prepared for us the
戒指给我们，鞋子给我们穿上。
Give us the ring, give us the sandals.
然后他说，宰肥牛犊啊。
And he said, let's kill the fattened calf.
他们有一个，这一个非常大的欢迎会。
And they had this great welcoming home feast.
哇，我相信那一天这个父亲是最高兴的。
And I believe among all people, the father's heart rejoices the most.
他说我这个儿子。
He said, this son of mine.
他根本不提他过去。
He did not mention the mistakes he made.
也不在那里解释什么。
He didn't bother to explain in detail.
他说这个儿子是死而复活的。
He said, this son of mine was dead, but now has come alive.
是死而复得的。
And who is lost, but now is found.
他说我们一同欢喜快乐。
Therefore, let us celebrate.
哦，今天这是一个欢迎的一个机会。
And this is a welcoming party.
我们一同来庆祝我们回家的日子。
And today is the day we can celebrate because it's the day we are returning home.
今天父神的双手仍然在向着我们伸张。
And the loving arms of our Father in heaven still are open wide today.
回家吧。
Come home.
回家吧。
Come home.
我们愿意向主耶稣回首。
Are we willing to tell Jesus?
主，我愿意，我现在就要回家。
Oh Lord, I'm willing and I am coming home now.
如果你今天没有安息。
And if you have no peace in your heart,
你知道你还没有回到家。
Then you know you have not come home.
如果你今天还有重担。
If you still have burdens heavily on you,
说明你还没有回到家。
That means you're not yet home.
如果你里面没有真正得到满足。
If you are not truly content or satisfied, then you are not home yet.
今天你愿不愿意接受耶稣？
Are you willing to accept Jesus into your heart today?
回应主的呼召说，主，我愿意回家。
To reciprocate this calling from our loving Lord.
现在就要回家。
I'm coming home now, Jesus.
如果今天你要回家。
And Lord, I'm coming home today.
父亲要百分之百完全的接纳你。
If you do that, our Heavenly Father will accept you without any condition.
你过去所犯一切的罪，主耶稣都要赦免。
All the sins and mistakes you made in the past, Jesus will forgive them all.
因为主耶稣已经在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
For he has shed his blood and gave his life for us on the cross.
所以当我们还做罪人的时候，他已经为我们流血了。
He died and shed his blood for us while we were still sinners.
今天我们只要来到主的面前。
All we need to do is to come to him today.
主耶稣，我要回家。
And say, Lord, I am coming home.
你今天对主耶稣说，我要回家。
Just tell Jesus that, Lord, I want to come home today.
你要不要回家？
Do you want to come home?
今天是你的机会。
If you do, today is your chance.
千万的圣徒已经都回到家。
And there are millions of Christians that have returned home.
我已经回家了。
I'm home.
我们今天要传这个回家的信息。
And we're here to preach this coming home message.
盼望你今天结束一切过去的败坏。
And we pray that you will put an end to all the wrong paths.
成为一个新造的人。
And to become a new creation in the Lord.
走新的道路。
To walk on a new way.
享受儿子真实的尊贵和荣耀。
To enjoy the true glory and honor as the Son of God.
我们在唱回家吧。
Let's sing this song together.
当我们唱的时候。Coming
home. When we sing this song.
如果你愿意回家。
If you want to come home.
你举你的手。
We'd like to ask you to raise your hand.
告诉主耶稣说我要回家。
When you raise your hand, you're telling Jesus that you want to come home.
主耶稣正在观看我们。
And Jesus is watching right now.
如果你还没有信耶稣。
If you have not yet believed in Jesus.
你告诉耶稣说我要回家。
Please tell Jesus that you want to come home. If you are already a child of God, but there is so much burden in your heart, you have no rest or peace. Maybe you have left the Lord. Maybe you have regret. But today, you can go home. Everyone can come home. Hymn 630 in your hymn book.
现在有飞翔，走过风尘，最好的道路，祝我要飞翔，飞翔吧，飞翔吧，不要再流浪，翅膀别向我生长。
请我把眼睛闭起来。
We'd like to ask you to close your eyes now.
我们请琴为我们弹。
And let us listen to the melody.
我们唱副歌。
And then let's play the chorus.
如果您能够背诵，我们就背诵你。
And if you can recite or remember how to sing the chorus, please do so.
我们唱副歌的时候。
And when we sing the chorus together,
你要相信这是主耶稣的呼召。
Believe in your heart, this is a calling from Jesus.
主要我们回家。
He wants you to come home.
如果你愿意回家。
And if you're willing to come home,
把你的右手举起来。
Raise your right hand.
我们再唱一次。
Let's sing this one more time.
我们唱副歌。
回家吧，回家吧，
感谢主，还有没有？
不要再留浪，
还有没有愿意回家的？
慈爱光辉向我伸长，
你心里面有没有平安？回家吧，回家吧，再唱一次。
回家吧，
感谢主，还有没有弟兄姊妹？有没有福音朋友愿意回家？今天就回家。
慈爱方便向我伸长，祝我要回家。
我们现在轻声从心里面来唱。
And sing from our heart lightly.
对主说我要回家。
Tell the Lord that I want to come home.
我要回家。
回家吧，回家吧，不要再流浪，慈爱旁边向我伸长，祝我要回家。
最后对主自己唱。
Sing it one more time to the Lord.
回家吧，回家吧，
Let us pray together.
Oh, I'd like to invite you to pray after me.
亲爱的主耶稣,
Dear Lord Jesus,
我感谢赞美你,
I thank you and praise you.
因为你爱我,
For you love me.
你为我预备一个美好的家,
And prepare for me a wonderful home.
你今天呼召我要回家,
You have called me home today.
主，我愿意答应你的呼召。
Lord, I want to answer that call.
我要结束流荡的日子。
I want to end all the wandering in this world.
我要结束痛苦没有盼望的日子。
And I want to end those days without hope.
主耶稣，我愿意答应你的呼召。
Oh Lord, I'm willing to answer your call.
我承认我是一个流浪的人。
I confess that I have gone astray.
是犯罪得罪你的人。
I have sinned against you.
但是今天我要回家。
But today I want to come home.
我要接受你完全的赦免。
And I want to have your complete forgiveness.
我要接受你永远的生命。
And I want to receive from you this eternal life.
我打开我的心。
Therefore, I open up my heart.
接受你做我的救主。
And I invite you to become my Savior.
我愿意把我的一生交在你的手中。
And I'm willing to entrust all my life in your hands.
我愿意一直住在你的家中。
And I'm willing to live in your house all the days of my life.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
感谢你。
I thank you.
因为你已经为我为我舍命流血
For you have given your life and shed your blood
照着你的话说
According to your promise
心里相信口里承认就必得救
Believing in your heart and those who believe in their heart and confess with their mouth will be saved
我现在就接受你
And now I'm accepting you
我现在就相信你
And now I'm believing you
我现在就知道我已经是你的儿子
So I know now I am your son
我是属于你的人
I am a person belonging to you
我愿意一生一世跟随你
And I want to follow you all the days of my life
谢谢主耶稣
Thank you Jesus
这样浩大的救恩
For your great salvation
把荣耀敬拜归给你
And give you all the glory, honor and worship
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name I pray Amen
Amen 我相信刚刚每一个在主面前祷告的人
And I believe everyone who just prayed before the Lord
都是一个回家的人
is a person who just got home
耶稣基督就是我们的父亲
And Jesus Christ is our Father
我们可以跟父亲有更多的交通
We can spend more time have fellowship with him
我们读他的话语
We can spend time read his words in the Bible
我们要寻求他的爱是何等的残酷。
We need to seek and to comprehend the great love of Him.
我们要经历他的爱。
We need to experience His love.
感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord for that.
你回家，我回家。
You and I have come home today.
我们大家一同回家。
We are going home together.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord for that.